Hey friend, are you asking yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? I don't think so. I think there's something else that I'm meant to be doing. Welcome to the Painting Your Path podcast, where we have real conversations about what it takes to step out, be bold, and do you. I'm your host, Clarissa Castillo-Ramsey. Let's dive in. My next guest is Emily Harmon. You're going to love our conversation, but let me tell you a little bit about Emily first. She served in the military for 34 years as a naval officer and civilian federal employee. And in 2019, she decided, you know what? It's time for me to pivot out of this long-term career. And now she is a certified professional coach. Let's dive into our conversation with Emily. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thanks, Clarissa. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's so good to have you. And for those listening, Emily was one of the women that I featured in my Painting Your Path book. And she is definitely an inspiration for me starting this podcast. So Emily, could you just share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Okay. I'm a coach. I'm a life coach, and I'm also a podcast host, and I've been hosting my podcast for 3 years. I started all this work when I retired from working for the Department of the Navy 3 years ago. 3 years ago today was my freedom day.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And I worked for the Navy since I was from 18 on, you know, as they worked because I went to college at the Naval Academy, and that's kind of work. So that time all counts towards my retirement. And it's a long time to do something like that. I enjoyed it. However, now I'm really doing what I love, podcasting, interviewing people, meeting people like you, Clarissa, coaching, helping people, you know, live a life that they really love, not just accepting, this is okay, but loving their life.
You and me both. You and me both. And I would love to ask you, so you had a long time career, and what I guess sparked you to say, okay, I'm going to become a life coach. I'm going to start a podcast. Can you share about that transition time between deciding to leave and then where you are today?
Yeah, it actually started before I left. So I retired in May of 2019, but in the summer of 2014, a friend of mine invited me to an event called the World Domination Summit. And that's an event that happens, well, this year is going to be the very last year. It's the end of June, but it happens in Portland, Oregon. It's been going on for 10 years. And it's an event where I met, it's all about like living an extraordinary life and kind of in a non-conforming life, in a life where, you know, a lot of people just conform, you know, go to a regular job like I was doing in the military, you kind of conform. So I saw all these people at this conference that were different than the kinds of people I had been around. And they were free spirits. And I just really felt resonated with them. And I really liked that way of living. Some of them were traveling around the world, couch surfing. You know, my logical mind was like, well, how do you get health insurance? You know? And so it was kind of such a big contrast to how I had been living. I thought that's what I really want. That put this little seed in my mind, but you know how it is when you go to a conference, you come back and you just kind of fall into your regular routine. So I ended up getting a promotion. And I couldn't retire. Well, I could, but I couldn't actually retire until 2019. That was the earliest age that I could retire. So I had 5 more years to work from that event, but it just planted that seed. And then I started listening to podcasts. Some of the people that were speakers at that event, I listened to their podcasts. One of them was Kathy Heller's Don't Keep Your Day Job podcast. And that started putting some ideas in my mind. So my first thought was, well, I think I'll do because my job had been director of the small business office for the Navy and the Marine Corps. So I thought, well, I think I'll do a podcast where I interview different small businesses about how they became successful in working in getting contracts with the Navy and the Marine Corps or the federal government. But it just didn't. I noticed I just felt like I didn't feel excited about it. And so it kind of evolved and went, you know, to doing a podcast on facing adversity and moving forward. And I called it the Onward podcast. You've been my guest. And I've evolved the theme. So one of the things I would say to your listeners is, you know, where you start, you just got to start. It may not be where you end up. So my podcast theme was the Onward Podcast, Facing Adversity and Moving Forward. And then as I started getting my own coaching after I retired and started going on my own inner journey, rediscovering who I am because my dreams had become buried under a mountain of responsibilities, I changed it to overcoming adversity and discovering who you really are, you know, discovering ourselves along the way. And then I just recently changed it to, to create Onward Podcast, create a life you love living now. And the impetus behind that is right after I retired, I called it a graduation and I thought I was finally free and I could just do whatever I wanted. My daughter called and told me that her dad had cancer. And I was attending that World Domination Summit at the end of June, right after a month after I retired. And 2 weeks after that, he was paralyzed in both arms from the cancer. And I helped take care of him. So did my daughter. And he passed away on December 11th, 2019. And I saw him die with regrets. He didn't talk a lot, but I knew he was regretting how he lived. And that was a gift to me and my children and to others, because that's why I talk about create a life you love living now, not when I retire, not when this happens, not when that happens. You know, what would you love today? And what step could you take towards, or what could you do today that brings you more of what you would love into your life? We only are here a short time. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I forget who did the research. I feel terrible not remembering her name, but the number one regret of the dying is not living a life on your terms. Right. And so I so resonate with that. And Emily, I think you and I met through Kathy Heller's podcast as well.
Yes.
And the same thing for me, I really started this journey listening to podcasts, getting inspired by other people, meeting people like you. And for me, it was writing the book to help me process through how I was feeling, and with the hope of learning from women who are paving their own way and doing the things that they love. So
yeah,
a lot of similarities there.
Right. And that World Domination Summit, that's what it was, people that were paving their own way. Whereas I, you know, in the military, you just like, you go from this level to this level, to this level, to this level. And you really kind of can't paint your own path. And I like what you said about feeling your feelings. That helped you process your feelings. You know, for a lot of my life, I didn't really notice or allow myself to feel my feelings. So I tend to be somebody up until the past 2 years ago, when I really started learning how to change myself, I was somebody who was always busy and never stopped to feel my feelings. You know, when you're busy all the time, ask yourself, why is this? You might say it's your job, it's this and that, but really it might be deep down that you just are uncomfortable with being by yourself and feeling your feelings. Because when I retired, I was pointing at my job, you know, my job is keeping me so busy. So when I retire, I'm going to be free to do whatever I want. And when I retired, I was busier than ever. I mean, busier than when I was executive for the Navy. So I didn't have a job to point at. I mean, or a boss, it was me. So I had to start looking at myself. Why am I so busy? Why can't I slow down? What am I uncomfortable about? And it's a tough road to do that inner work, but it's so freeing. It's so worth it.
Oh my gosh. I totally agree. And we are like two peas in a pod. I think for me, it's similar in the corporate space. You know, you get promoted, you get promoted, you get promoted. I had my dream job, and that was to be an internal coach at a well-established corporation. I got to do that. And then that job went away. So it was like, okay, what am I going to do now? So I got promoted to the next thing and the next thing. And I was busy, busy, busy. But I knew, kind of like similar to you, when you were at the World Domination Summit, you met these people and you had this vision like, ooh, there's something here. And same for me. And I was like, ooh, I have this vision.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. And for me, it wasn't really until I set that date and said, okay, enough is enough, girl.
Right.
You've been talking about this forever and a day. it is time to make the shift. And to your point, this truly has been the biggest self-development journey that I have been on, that I've taken, that I'm embracing.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one thing to, for your listeners is to kind of notice your longings and discontent. Like I felt like I was too busy to have a meaningful conversation. It's one of the reasons I like podcasting like this, because we can really have a deep, meaningful conversation. And I would see people working at like Starbucks or a cute coffee shop in their jeans with their laptop. And I'm like, that's how I want to work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go into the Pentagon in my high heels every day and be traveling around on a plane. So when you notice something like that, sometimes we just notice it, but then we just kind of keep going. So You got to make that space for yourself to reflect and to really notice what you're noticing, not just notice it and ignore it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. How are you feeling about something? Are you, is it propelling you forward or is it making you recoil?
Right. And when you think it's somebody else making you feel a certain way, instead of pointing the finger at them, like one of my coaches said, when you point a finger at somebody, you have three pointing back at you. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that your boss is making you uptight, you think, and frustrated. What does that say about you? Go into yourself, not look at your boss, look at yourself. What is it saying about you and about what you want?
Yeah, such a great question. Such a great question. And Emily, what have you learned about yourself now, being 3 years into your podcast, being on this journey, that maybe was a surprise to you about becoming an entrepreneur?
Let's take a quick break.
Are you somebody that's been dealing with betrayal trauma? Are you somebody that has a really giant heart and you want to give back to this world, but you're not sure how you can do that because your trust has been broken? Well, I've got good news for you. I have the perfect podcast for you to come and listen to. It's called The Other Side of the Struggle, Healing from Betrayal Trauma by Erin Anderson Betrayal Trauma Coaching. Come learn how to trust again. Come learn how to open up that giant heart and heal from your betrayal trauma at The Other Side of the Struggle on all major platforms.
About becoming an entrepreneur, I've learned that you don't have to work hard.
Say more.
Yeah. You can be in flow. I worked with a coach to get that way though. And now I can help others with that because I've done it myself. But I was having this intake call with her and I was like all over the map, you know, because one of the things maybe it's ADHD or whatever. I'm like, I could do this. I'm all over the map. She brings up something. I'm like, oh, I've got a book on that. I go get my book. She's like, Emily, let's focus right here. So I've learned the importance of, that I have the ability that I didn't think I had, to be in the moment and to stay present and to work in ease and flow. And I have created more space for myself. When I say, what does that look like? I mean, I'm not sitting at my desk 24/7 working. I have, you know, I go for a walk with my dog and I like to look for things that I haven't noticed before, you know, when I walk. So I noticed this water fountain and in the shade by the library. So I sat in that and journal or reflect. I create that free space for myself. So I've learned that that's something, if I can do it, we can all do it. The other thing I've learned is a couple of things. You just start. It doesn't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. And sometimes in our mind, we make things harder than they are. Like I just did my first webinar last night and it went great. And I was nervous about it because I didn't know if I was going to know the tech, but it really was a lot easier than I made it out to be. And I thought to myself, Emily, you do these podcasts, you've learned that you didn't know how to do that. So you could learn this. And I did. And it was easy. So sometimes we make things out in our mind harder. And then the other thing is that there's so many people out there when you start your own company telling you how you should do it. You should do this, you should do that. And you look at other coaches or other people who are successful in your space and you compare yourself to them. And the point is that you're not them, and what worked for them may not work for you. And I just got off a call where one of my coaches was saying, we're all born like we're a seed, right? And we have this ability to bloom. Clarissa, you might be a rose and I might be a daffodil. So if I'm a daffodil seed and grow up being told I should have been a rose, try to be a rose and all this stuff, I can't do that. I'm not a rose. I'm beautiful as a daffodil. So something to think about. We all have gifts. Don't compare yourself to others. You're right where you're supposed to be. And I know people say that, but don't believe it. I believe it.
Oh, I do too. I do too. And I love what you said, because you're right. When I started on this journey, oh my gosh, there were so many ways that you could build a business, sell your art, create a course, coach, do group coaching, do an online course. There's just so much information out there. And I don't know how you feel about this. For me, it's a bit of experimentation, because what I don't know, I don't know.
Right.
And I definitely tried a lot of, like a lot of different things, listened to a lot of different people, and, you know, I always learned something.
Right.
So regardless, there's always something to take away. There's always something to carry forward. And I love what you said, because I do believe we innately know who we are. Like you said, if we take that time, and I talk about this too a lot, if you take time to reflect, if you take time to just build in, bake in that quiet space and see what comes up for you.
Yeah. But by building that space that you don't think you have time for, you create more time.
That's right.
I too, Clarissa, have, you know, done things that other people have suggested and stuff. And that's the way you learn. Eventually you figure out what really works for you, and you learn to trust your gut and your intuition and about what works for you. But I think, I've got this long to-do list right now. And one of the things I'm going to do today is really go through it and figure out, well, what are shoulds, you know, things I feel like I should be doing versus what I really want to do. What are things that are going to move my company forward and things that aren't? What are things that are good for my soul and things that aren't? You know, sometimes our lists get so long and we don't take a break to kind of readjust and reflect and ask why. We just kind of go do it to check things off. That's how I am. Check it off the list. And I'm learning to go back and question, you know, why are these on the list in the first place? Is it because of an old pattern that I haven't gotten rid of yet?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Wisely said. And for me, I like to do a brain dump list just to get it out of my head, because I don't know about you. I'm old school. I like to actually write things down, write it out so that it's out of my head and out on paper. And I love what you said about just going back to that list and taking a look. And just because you wrote it there 6 months ago doesn't mean you need to be working on it right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes I keep a list. I do have a list of things I want to do in the future. And, if I know I can't get it done right now, I'm going to put it off for later. And then later, maybe it doesn't become important anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Emily, do you have a favorite quote or saying or any kind of affirmation that you could share with our listeners?
I just like to have an affirmation that is about being and not doing.
Share more.
I'm on the spot and I'm probably going to forget my affirmation, but I am being in all that I'm doing. And I go through my day in ease and flow. And when I say that in the morning, it helps me remember that it's not all about checking off a to-do list, and that things can be easy. You can be in ease and flow, and that I'm paying attention, not just to what I'm doing, but to who I am being. And I haven't always been that way. I'm, achiever, check it off the list. When I saw Bruce on his deathbed, I know he wasn't thinking about what he didn't get accomplished at work. And he was very much of an achiever too. And that's not what was on his mind. Even though he didn't talk much, I know what was on his mind. It was regrets for how many ways he had lived his life, for his relationship with me, his relationship with his children. He said a few things that, you know, helped me see that, but guarantee you he was not thinking about his to-do list at work. He could have cared less about work, and that was not the Bruce before he got sick. So one way to kind of get in touch with that part of yourself is to do a visualization, meditation or visualization where you're imagining yourself visiting your elder, wiser self, you know, your 90-year-old self, and you're stressed out about something that you've got to get done, this website, whatever it is.
Right, this logo.
Yeah. What would she or he say is important now for you to focus on? And so sometimes I think that's I do that visualization frequently because it really helps me get in the right perspective.
Oh, I love that. And I think that is such a great takeaway from our conversation for our listeners to try and see yourself as that 90-year-old person. What are they telling you?
Because that 90-year-old person is in you now. So is your 5-year-old self, right? You know, one of the things that, I can't remember the book I was reading, but Deepak Chopra talks about this too. It's like, you're not your mind. You're the observer of your mind. And if your hand got cut off, you'd still be here. You'd be observing your body, right? You're not your body. When you were 5, like, let's say you describe yourself as I'm a 20-year-old woman. I'm 6'2". I've got this and that. Well, is that who you really are? Because how would you describe yourself when you were 5? You're the same person, right? How would you describe yourself when you're 80 or 90? So you're not necessarily that 20-year-old person. You're the observer of your mind and your body. Your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, remembering that is helpful too.
Absolutely. That is so deep. And have you read The Artist's Way?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's an exercise that I'm going to totally butcher, but it's in there and it has to do with the morning pages. And she says, if you can't think about what to write, what would the 5-year-old or the little girl or boy or whoever in you, what would they want to know? Or what would they want to tell you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Emily, this has been such an enriching conversation. I could talk to you forever, but I would love for you to share with our listeners, what is the best way for them to connect with you if they want to learn more about you?
You can go to my website, which is emilyharman.com, and connect with me on LinkedIn. But all that information about my Facebook group, my podcast, and my coaching programs is on my website, emilyharman.com.
Awesome. Thank you. And my last question for you, and this is a question that I ask everybody. So the name of this podcast is Painting Your Path, and I would love to know from you, what does that mean?
It's a summary of what we just all discussed. Figuring out your path, not somebody else's path, and not, you know, what you think your path should be, but painting your own path. We're all unique. What's your path look like?
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Clarissa.
And here are some takeaways from our conversation with Emily. You can do what you really love. You can find so much inspiration in podcasts. Where you start may not be where you end, but you've got to start. It's all about the iteration. And live now, not when you retire. You're still here. Thank you so much for staying until the end. That means a lot to me. If you got value out of this episode and know someone who would enjoy it too, please share it with them. And you know what else? I would love it if you subscribe to the show. And you know what could top that even more? Is if you wrote a review. I would love to hear what you think about the show. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.